This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tuesday may reveal the extent of a ransomware attack reported in 27 countries. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS. The R Evil gang is now using its new money to buy up even more sophisticated digital burglary systems. The gang is demanding anywhere from $5 million to $50 million to unscramble the affected machines. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stormy weather has hampered ring search efforts at the site of the collapsed Florida condo building. Thunderstorms moved into the area around the Surfside building Monday as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches. Lightning caused temporary stops to the search. The effort widened Monday after demolition specialists successfully brought down the remaining portion of the building late Sunday night. Officials discovered four more bodies in a new section of debris, bringing the death toll from the June 24th collapse to 28. And Tropical Storm Elsa is sweeping over western Cuba with strong rain and winds, and forecasters say it will move on to the Florida Keys Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday. The storm is moving over mainly rural areas to the east of Havana on Monday after making landfall near a natural park with few inhabitants. By late afternoon, Elsa's maximum sustained winds had slowed to 50 miles per hour. Its core was about 45 miles southeast of Havana. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday set out his plans to end social and economic COVID-19 restrictions in England in 2 weeks in a test of whether a rapid vaccine rollout offers enough protection from the highly contagious Delta variant. Legal restrictions, including the mandatory wearing of a face mask and limits on how many people can meet socially, will end in the final stage of lockdowns easing in England. Johnson said he did not mean people should get a DMOB happy and warned that the new vaccine-busting variant could mean new measures were needed in the future. Asked if he would wear a face mask going forward, Johnson replied it would depend on the circumstances. Amazon's founder and CEO Jeff Bezos stepped away from the company's top spot. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Jeff Bezos has handed over the reins of Amazon to Andy Jassy, who ran its cloud computing business. But Bezos, who remains the largest shareholder, still holds sway over the online behemoth, taking on the role of executive chairman with plans to focus on new products and initiatives. Jassy takes the helm of a $1.7 trillion company that tripled its profits during the pandemic, with consumers more dependent on internet shopping. But Amazon is facing activism from its workforce during a labor crunch. One unionization effort failed, and now the Teamsters is attempting to represent the workforce. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks approaches, victims' relatives and their lawyers are now hoping they can finally prove in court what they've long suspected, and that is that the Saudi government was complicit. Whether they can do so is an open question. A lawsuit on behalf of thousands of victims that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable took a major step forward this year with the questioning under oath of the former Saudi officials. But those depositions remain under seal, and the U.S. has withheld a trove of other documents as too sensitive for disclosure. And recapping one of our top stories, again, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying that he's setting out plans to end social and economic COVID-19 restrictions in England in 2 weeks, and they're testing whether a rapid vaccine rollout will offer enough protections from the highly contagious Delta variant, which has been wreaking havoc across the globe. Legal restrictions, including the mandatory wearing of face masks and limits on how many people can meet socially, will end in the final stage of lockdown easings in England. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.